Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
And here I sit without my Gens Financial coffee mug filled to the brim with hot, steaming Folgers.
Well, you could take off. I could talk
no,
for a couple
that's
minutes.
Okay. That's all. You might touch some of these buttons over here. I can't trust you for that. Niles Gens in the studio with us. Their telephone number at Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. They are online, of course, at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles, it is good to see you.
Happy New Year.
You bet. Right back at you.
To everybody listening, Happy New Year. Hopefully it's a healthy and prosperous year for everybody.
Do you find as your clients age, Niles, that their perspective changes? Because you've got people that have been with you for 30-plus years. Do you find that their perspective changes as they get a few more miles on that odometer?
It does, because knowledge gives you some
power,
input,
yeah,
history, that type of thing. Yeah, we're people are more concerned out there than they have been in the past,
sure,
as far as the political arena in the United States and the economy and all that stuff. I'm still an optimist by nature.
I agree.
But yeah, so you're seeing the older people are saying, you know, not doomsday type stuff, but
right.
Yeah, they're concerned.
Well, folks, that is one of the reasons why we are here today. Perhaps we can ease some of those concerns. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. Where would you like to begin today?
So I'm going to do a public service announcement first. And Bob, we're going to role play.
All right.
So Bob, you are at the neighbor's house. You're at a house somewhere.
Okay.
As a guest.
Right.
And your hostess collapses in front of you. Boom, down.
Yeah.
You call 911.
Right.
This is Bob Hughes. I'm at Joe Schmidt's house, and he's collapsed. Sir, what's the address? I don't know.
Yeah. Panic sets in.
What's the address?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a piece of paper on the micro or the refrigerator? Here's our address.
Yep.
Here's what happened. Last Wednesday, late afternoon, early evening. And I told you about this before we went on air.
Yeah.
So my sister-in-law's husband was in the living room watching TV like most of us guys do after supper. Okay.
Right.
And his wife, Merla, my wife's sister, was in the kitchen doing what women do in the kitchen.
Right.
And Ken hears a big thud in the kitchen. Goes in there. There's Merla collapsed in the kitchen. Ken calls the oldest daughter, who's a retired RN.
Mm-hmm.
She instructs Ken, call 911.
Yes.
So he calls 911. Operator comes on. What's your address?
You know what? That happens.
Didn't know. And they've lived there 10-plus years.
Yep. Yep.
He has to run to go to the countertop there. And luckily, some mail was laying there. And went back to the operator. Here's our address.
Yeah.
And then the... he did CPR for 20 minutes till they live in middle nowhere, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Ambulance got there 20 minutes later and she passed away the next day.
Gotcha.
But the point is, do you know the address when you're at one of your kids? You're babysitting one of your grandkids.
Yeah.
And they start choking.
Something happens.
You dial 911. What's your address? Where are you at?
Yeah.
Now we do have enhanced 911 quite a few of our areas.
Sure.
Don't rely on that.
You know what I would have to do? I would have to open my phone.
Yep.
And look at my information, my contact list, because I've got all of my kids' stuff in there.
Your phone's in the living room.
Exactly right.
On the coffee table.
And plus, when things start happening like that, my fingers get about as big around as a tree trunk.
So my word of advice, when my wife got sick, be 2 years ago here next month, when we got home from the hospital, when nurses were coming in throughout the day to take care of her, big sign on our microwave, still there today. Our address.
Yeah.
Okay. Big as could be.
Yep.
Please put your address somewhere that anybody can see it. Maybe it's inside of her door
Sure.
Somewhere.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So my daughter, my favorite daughter, Natalie, is making business cards to go in all of our Belfolds for the family with all five address and all four of the kids' addresses. Because if we're babysitting Asher, for example, Adria and Nick are out for a movie or supper or whatever.
Sure.
Asher starts choking. I don't know their address in St. Michael.
Right.
I know how to drive there.
Here's another question for you. Do you know how to do that CPR and all
do
that kind of stuff?
Do you know how to do CPR?
No.
So the 911 operator instructed Ken how to do it.
Sure.
For 20 minutes he did that.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yes, we should take CPR classes.
We should.
But besides all that, now luckily living in St. Cloud, I think the fire department, the EMTs.
Minutes away.
Minutes, but still.
Right.
Public service announcement from Ken's Financial.
Yeah.
Get your address posted somewhere in your kitchen, because kitchen's where most people hang out anyhow.
That's right.
Get it posted. Put it on the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Even a recipe card, 5x7.
Absolutely.
Here's our address, 1234 First Street or whatever.
And that's why I asked you, and 30 years of relationships with these people, and you see how their attitudes do change. Until something like this happens, it may not dawn on them. Mm-hmm. Anybody, the importance of having that information right there.
So do it.
Yeah.
As soon as you get home tonight from work or whatever, if you're at home, just do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to activities on Gents Financial.
Yes, sir.
Bob, we announced we've been doing this. Is our going into our 12th year or 11th year?
I think it's number 11.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're going into 11.
Yep, whatever, okay? But we've been doing this a long time.
It's been great fun.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't changed a bit either.
I have learned a ton.
Oh, me too. I've learned a lot doing this show too. So we do have some events coming up here in February. This is January 3rd, of course.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Uncle Milford, by the way.
Ah, cool.
Oldest Gents ever to live. Turned 88 today. No Gents has ever lived that long before.
Nice.
He broke the record.
Very cool.
So anyhow, we have some events coming up in February, February 1st and the 7th. The 1st is at the Coyote Moon here east of town at the Territorial Golf Course. And February 7th at the Holiday Inn here in the west side of town. So we're going to talk about at these events. They're both the same, so you don't have to come to both of them. They both start at 6 p.m., wrap up about 7:40, 7:45-ish. How Biden's proposed tax plan in Congress's multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure and welfare bills may impact your retirement, ways to help reduce your risk in a volatile market and preserve assets against losses, how the end of two popular Social Security filing strategies could impact your future distributions, methods that may increase benefits and provide more lifetime income throughout your retirement, and so on and so forth. Just go to our website, Gents Financial, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com. Click on events, and everything is right there. A lot of articles to read, a lot of videos to watch, ebooks, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to, as a resolution in 2024, get smarter when it comes to retirement planning, investing.
Yes.
Good place to start. A little biased on the website, obviously. But I think it's a fantastic website.
And the cool thing about it is it's in English that I can understand.
Yes, we got it down where Bob could understand.
The big words are not there.
I got none of them.
Very good. So, Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services, folks. That phone number is 258-3688, area code 320, of course. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
So, Bob, you kind of let the cat out of the bag here a few minutes ago. First thing we're going to talk about, four ways retirement planning in 2024 is changing.
This is important stuff.
Yep, and the last thing we'll get to today, because there's a lot of stuff to crunch today.
Okay.
Eight ways baby boomers become poor in retirement. Started out the four ways retirement planning is changing in 2024. That didn't come out very good. 2024,
no problem.
Number one, IRA and 401k contribution limits have increased. So contribution limits for IRAs for 2024 are now $7,000, up from $6,500 last year. And for people, taxpayers 50 age and older, they can add an additional $1,000 to that, so a total of $8,000.
Got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So you know how people will sit at the coffee shop and talk about this story and that story, and mm-hmm. it may almost be true?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me, well, why would you put a lot of money in your 401k, Bob? What if your company goes under? You're not ever going to get that money back.
401k has nothing to do with latent broadcasting.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I said.
It's managed by an outside company such as the Fidelity, Vanguard, Empower, so on and so forth.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Leighton does the payroll every month or every 2 weeks, takes the money out of your paycheck.
Yep.
Sends it to Fidelity, for example.
Yep.
Leighton Broadcasting. If Bob Leighton, you're listening to Leighton Broadcasting, is not going belly up.
They're not going anywhere.
But
that
if
is
they
for
did
sure.
go belly up, has nothing to do with your 401k.
Well, the reason that came up is we have changed our name to Leighton Media. Okay, so, well, what's going on there? Why do I... Well, because we're growing.
Yep. So, again, no. So for you people out there that did not make a contribution for 2023, you can make the 2023 contribution up to the day you file your taxes.
Okay.
And so if you want to, you could do the 2023 and the 2024 at the same time.
Yeah.
If the checkbook can stand it. Okay.
Sure.
So I would encourage you to go to the increased limits. And remember, if you're 50 of age and older this year, or last year, you can make the higher contributions. Also, there are maximums. People who make so much money, I don't have the chart in front of me. I apologize for that. But if you have certain income limits on the top end, I think it's $180,000 for a married couple, cannot contribute to an IRA, but it could be off on that number a little.
Okay.
For you people folks, who such are as Bob Hughes on the Layton Media 401k plan.
Yes, sir.
Then you can increase your payments up to that higher now again this year. For 401ks, 403bs, 457s, federal government's TSP, it increases to $23,000 in 2024, up from $22,500. Participants in 401ks, 403bs, 457s, and again, the pre-mentioned TSP plan, who are 50 and over, can contribute to $30,500 starting in 2024. So those increases are in effect now, okay? Full retirement age when it comes to Social Security. Social Security is still a hot button. It's one of the hottest buttons ever talked about at our workshops, at appointments, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a gentle reminder for everybody, don't let the politicians tell you or TikTok tell you that Social Security is going broke. Please, the stuff that you do, it happened again yesterday.
Yeah.
Client was in, he said, Niles, I read that, I saw on the internet.
On the internet.
On the intranet that Biden's taking all of our money away before he leaves office. Niles, do you believe that? And I tried not to laugh, but I said, first off, how could he do that? And I said, also, and again,
executive people, order.
There's somebody listening right now. Niles, you're dead wrong. I'm going to call you. Please call me.
Yeah.
But, no, stop it. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's go back to what we kind of went to. Full retirement age for Social Security, FRA.
Yes.
Full retirement age. First off, all you folks on Social Security got a little pay raise here.
3.2%.
3.2%. So your average Social Security check out there is $1,907. In 2024.
Can live on that?
That's the average.
Yeah.
Up from $1,848 per month, so extra $50. Okay.
Right.
Medicare Part B premium, I think, went up, but I don't have those numbers. In 2023, so last year, you could, before you got the full retirement age, you could take your Social Security and make up to $21,240. They raised that amount in 2024 to $22,320. Again, so if you're 62 to full retirement age, what most people call it, let's call it 67. So 62 to 67, you can work and have earned wages in 2024 and make up to $22,320. If that's earned wages now.
Right.
You're working.
Right.
Investment income, rental income, that don't count towards that, okay?
All right.
So if you make more than the $22,320, for every $1, for every $3, you're in, $1 for every $2, you there's a penalty. So let's say you made $10,000 over and above the $22,320,
right.
There'd be a $5,000 penalty on your Social Security,
yep.
Which basically means if you had the average Social Security check, you won't get a Social Security check for two and a half months.
Right.
Okay. They do funnel that money back into your Social Security. You'll recapture it later, but they do take it back. Once you're full retirement age and older, there is no income limit. You can make whatever you want. Also in 2024, the Social Security tax wage base is changing. So the government will only tax the first $168,600 you earn, up from $162,000 in 2023. So my simple thinking, a way to help heal Social Security, to get the pot built up bigger, would be to raise that $168,600 in 2024 to a more robust number.
Yes.
In my opinion, it should be raised to $250,000, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Niles, that doesn't affect most people. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are affected probably can afford it.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Or they should be able to.
So think about this. A CEO for XYZ company based in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Making
millions.
Millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
Only pays Social Security tax up to $168,600. Everything over above that is not taxed for Social Security.
Right.
You think this person, male or female, makes no difference, can afford to pay in a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Again, I'm not in that pay grade, obviously.
Right, right.
So, listen, well, Niles, it's my money. You could afford it, dude.
Yeah. Okay? But then I can't buy the jet.
Well, you could maybe take the gold trim off the doors or something.
Yeah, something.
So also, and this doesn't affect anybody listening today, I don't think, the maximum Social Security benefits climbing to $4,873. I know nobody who's maxing out Social Security.
Right.
That means you have to have a big earnings all for 35 years.
Sure.
And St. Cloud, again, being notorious for low wages for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So any of that doesn't apply. So eight ways baby boomers become poor in retirement.
Yeah, this is interesting and to me. Does this mean financially poor?
Yes, and I see this stuff. I see people who come to workshops or call us off the radio show, which we get a lot of traffic off the radio show, or refer to us or even off of Google.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
They come in the office to generally meet with Niles Jr. or Kevin the first time, myself once in a while. But we sit down with them, and then after the Niles or Kevin do the initial interview, they sit down with me at the team meeting and say, this is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Here's their situation. They're coming in Tuesday at 2 o'clock to see you.
Right.
Okay, fine. And they'll point out, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith carries $63,000 in credit card bills. And they want to talk to you about how to lower that. So first they go,
yeah, exactly.
They're retired, limited income, and they got 63 and change in credit cards. And Niles has a wand that I can
magically,
there it goes.
Yeah.
I initially think of a Dave Ramsey course they probably should have taken, not to schluck any business for Dave Ramsey.
But right. No, I understand.
That's what he pushes on.
Yeah.
So having a credit card balance in retirement is a very, very poor idea.
Yeah.
Another word almost came out
of
my
mouth. That is a very good choice of words, sir. Congratulations.
You almost hit that pause button on me. Because, I don't care about a credit card that you put on. You put your groceries on there, your gas. You get the bill at the end of the month and you pay it. You didn't pay any interest. Don't care about those.
Right.
Okay.
But $63,000.
I don't care about the interest you're carrying. So let's use a simpler math. Let's say you had $50,000 on credit cards.
Sure.
At 20%.
Uh-huh.
That's $10,000 a year just interest.
Yes,
and
sir.
You wonder why you're not getting ahead?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're eating up 4 or 5 months worth of Social Security checks just to pay the interest.
When I was younger, we still have this automatic credit line at one of the very well-known financial institutions in Minnesota. Used it a couple of times, paid it off a bunch of times, right? And I get my little statement in the mail yesterday, and it says, you know, it's all at zero and all that. Just for fun, I checked the interest rate on that. 15.17%.
Oh.
A bargain!
A lot of car dealerships would love you, Bob, if you'd go in there.
I better get out there and start spending money.
So again, don't carry credit card debt in retirement. If you're approaching retirement, you do have credit card debt, get on it.
Yeah.
Get that paid off, okay, as soon as you can. Another thing that people challenge me on quite often, collecting Social Security too early.
Yeah.
The general trend still out there is over half the people who reach 62 take their Social Security.
Half of them do?
Over half.
Really?
Okay. I don't know the exact number because I forgot to look it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big no-no. Okay, and I will get somebody listening to the radio right now who's challenging me right now.
Yeah.
Probably sending me an email in a minute, okay? At niles@gensfinancial.com, okay? But I will, and again, there's circumstances where you should take it 62.
Sure.
You got laid off, you're unemployed, you can't get employment, it doesn't look good, your health went to heck on you.
Yeah.
Your spouse's health went to heck on you, you got to take, I get it.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
But the average person, such as Bob, you and I are over 62. Both
yes,
of us,
we are.
Okay,
uh-huh.
We never took our Social Security at 62.
Nope.
Okay, because we're working full
time. I waited till my FRA.
Yep. Because if you take it too soon and you live a normal life expectancy, which a 62-year-old is probably, 78, 79-ish
yeah.
average, Just think all the money you left on the table by taking it too soon, because the later you wait, the bigger your check's going to be.
Yes.
Now somebody says, God, Niles, what if I die at 63? So what? You're dead.
You're not going to need the...
What does it matter?
Right.
You know, you don't have an EFT up to heaven.
Yeah.
Or the other direction that you might go.
Well, okay? Yeah.
So you don't need the money where you're going. But if you wait for... And put my preacher's collar on the way it sounds. You need to wait for your Social Security, especially if you're married.
Yes.
Because if you have a higher Social Security check than your spouse, you're doing nothing but benefiting your spouse upon your demise.
Yes.
Okay? So here's my plan. Now, this is Niles and Helene Gentz. Might have nothing to do with Mary and John Smith listening today.
Yep.
Okay?
Sure.
I am 3 years older than my wife.
Right.
Okay? So we actually planned this out. We started dating. It would work this way, Bob. Okay? So I'm not going to take you. This will fall in place here shortly.
Sure.
So when I turn 70, guess how old Helene's going to be?
67.
Bingo. Okay? So we are both not going to file for our Social Security until those dates.
Okay.
Both of our FRAs is 67 for both of us.
Perfect.
So Helene will file. I will file.
Right.
Helene's been a domestic engineer the vast majority of our married life. Does not have too many credits in the Social Security.
Right.
So I think I looked it up a while back, about a month ago probably now. Her Social Security check at 67 is about $500.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay. By then, one trip to the grocery store maybe, okay? But my Social Security check, hypothetically, now I'm just throwing random numbers on mine because it's nobody's business what mine will be.
Right.
But let's say it's $3,000 for an example.
Okay.
At 67 now, mind you.
Yes.
So at 67, mine goes up 8%.
Mm-hmm.
So 8% of 3,000 is 240.
Yes, sir.
So 240 three times, Bob, is
$720.
So my check at 70 would be $3,720. Helene's check, since it was only 500 at 67, goes up to what half of mine would have been at 67.
Right.
Remember, 1,500.
Yep.
3,000, remember?
Yep.
So hers is 1,500 now. Mine is $3,720. So $5,220 of Social Security money coming in every month.
You should be able to live on that.
I think we can make
it. Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll come back to that after the break.
That's how it works, folks. Yep. You got to do the math. You got to listen. And that is why Niles Gentz is here. Gentz Financial Services, G-E-N-T-Z, GentzFinancial.com, 258-3688, their phone number. Month for workshops.
It just doesn't work in the calendar by the time you get everything together and get the invitations out and all that stuff.
I didn't know so many people vacation in January. What, are they getting away from the winter?
My wife and I were planning on being gone the month of January, but our son and daughter decided to have a baby in January. So
there you go.
They didn't call me ahead of time before they decided to
figure
do that
out. Yeah.
I didn't count the days on the calendar. So we have another grand, who cares about the vacation?
Yeah, I know, we're kidding.
Got grandbaby number 9 on the way. This is the tiebreaker. I told them she named her Ty, but they're not going to. We have 4 grandsons right now, 4 granddaughters who are all very healthy and wise, much smarter than her grandpa was at that age. And granddaughter number 5 is coming along the way. Little Anessa should be here. Due date's February 6th, but the way my daughter-in-law looks, I think she's going to make her. I think she wants that baby out now because she's so physically tiny herself.
Yeah.
And ain't no place for that baby to go anymore. So like everything's good on the Gentz front. Wife's doing good. Kids are all doing good. I'm doing good. Everybody's doing good.
Is it not the greatest thing to watch those daughters-in-law having those babies, though? Golly, it's
and
cool.
The daughter, of course, too.
Oh,
my daughter's past childhood.
I understand that part, yeah. Yeah.
But, it's a miracle of growth. It's still, I can't say it again, Bob, the killing these babies. Again, a little political spiel on my part, but totally, if anybody knows me, it just makes me almost want to puke when people want to not
allow them to live.
Allow them to live. So we'll drop it at that, or I'm going to get some words out of my mouth.
No problem.
So we ended the first half hour of me talking about Social Security, and Niles getting on his little bandwagon, if you would. Again, I agree some people should take Social Security early. I get it.
Yeah.
But if you can afford it financially, health-wise, afford it, please consider delaying your Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you get nothing but a bigger check down the road.
Right.
We gave you some hypothetical numbers for my wife and I, and they were strictly hypothetical.
Right, correct.
Of looking at about $5,200 a month Social Security between my wife and I at age 7. When I'm 70, she's 67.
Yeah.
My God, if I can't make it on $5,200 a month, Bob.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong, okay? Yeah. And that we haven't even touched our investments. Think about it.
There is that.
We haven't even touched them, okay? So what does that allow us to do? It allows us to travel more freely.
Right.
To use our money, I guess this is all hypothetical. It allows us, which is very important to my wife and I, to leave a legacy to our family.
You know what else it allows you to do? Sleep at night.
Yeah, I don't got to wake up and turn on the TV. What's the stock market?
Yeah.
Who bombed who last night?
Yeah,
I ain't got to worry about it. Okay, so
absolutely.
Again, please come to the workshop. We talk about Social Security in depth. Make an appointment afterwards. Bring your Social Security statement. A client of ours was in yesterday. He's not very computer literate. So he was in a month ago. We went on SSA.gov and created a username and a password for him.
Right.
Social Security then sends you a passcode number.
Yep.
Went back on the website with him yesterday, entered it in. Boom, there's his Social Security statement. Now Brian and I can talk about it.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. So again, if you want help with that, I only help our clients. I'm not going to help
exactly,
a stranger
right.
off the street.
Right.
If you want help, if you're not a client of ours, Social Security will help you.
For sure.
But again, I can't emphasize enough to delay your Social Security as long as you can, because you have benefits that are there not only for yourself, but your spouse. And an 8% pay raise on Social Security, guaranteed.
Yeah.
What investment can you get out there that guarantees an 8% return? These other commercials you have on here, the radio on KNSI, Bob.
Yep.
None of them are guaranteeing you 8%.
Right. And there's stuff that they are not saying in those commercials that
correct.
You are going to find out yep. when you ring them up.
That's right. So enough of my soapbox. Is that right?
That's a good one.
Soapbox.
You bet.
Also, selling investment when the markets drop. Basically, I'm saying there's don't panic. Make sure you meet with your current financial advisor or meet with me before you do any rapid selling off.
I just want to jump in here. Do you remember the last time there was not a cost of living allowance in Social Security? I do. I don't remember how long ago it was.
I'll bring in the new chart next week because I have the 2024.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
You're right, because isn't that why they went with the 8% thing or whatever
that
it was?
Nothing to do with each
okay.
other.
Yeah. All right. I thought they were just trying to make things good. Make up for their past mistakes.
The government made up. Good for you, Bob. here's a big one. My wife and I talked about it the other day with one of my wife's sister-in-laws.
Okay.
Paying too much for housing when you retire. Here's an exact situation for my wife and myself.
Yep.
Our property taxes and our insurance on the house right now is $15,000 a year.
Yikes.
Again, a word you could use.
Yeah.
Where is that going to be in 10 years?
It's not going to go down.
30 grand?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
So my wife and I are having some serious conversations, more me talking to her, nodding her head.
In agreement,
no,
necessarily.
It's side by side. But, you get to a point where how much do you want to pay to live?
Yeah.
Not to live, to live in this house.
Right.
Why don't you let somebody younger take care of this?
You got to live somewhere.
I got to live somewhere. But again,
right?
My concern is this not only affects Helene and Niles, it affects everybody listening
for
today.
Sure.
What is that house going to cost you in the future, even though it's paid for?
Right.
And as our house now is, 26 years old? What happens to a 26-year-old house? Well, first, all the appliances have been replaced once, if not twice.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, our double oven still lives. I don't know why that thing still lives, but M&H is going to get a call one of these days.
You bet.
Great people. I'm not schlucking for them, but they do
good work.
Great work down there.
Yeah.
But what else is going on? Well, the siding's getting a little weak looking. We got some windows. Or replace the patio window. Yeah. That was $9,000, because it cracked from the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. It would have cracked from the outside. The insurance would have paid for it.
You know, when we started doing the show, that's when everything went to heck in a handbasket with your appliances
and
stuff.
You.
I'm sorry.
Now we figured out what caused. You've been my jinx the whole
time.
That
was water heater, furnace, all that stuff, right?
Yep, within 6 months.
Yeah.
But get what I'm getting to. Be careful going into retirement with an expensive house.
Right.
You might want to consider downsizing prior to retirement. so you can get everything put the way you want it to be. You got to remember, as we get older, I came down my steps this morning. I was just thinking, got radio show today. Good to see you, Bob, yeah. Cindy, and Denise.
Did you slip?
Nope, not yippy skippy, but I'm thinking, boy, there's 16 steps down here. One of Chevy takes out my legs one of these days, or Nelly's sitting on a step, and bingo, wingo, there I go.
Or one of the kids have left something there, a toy or something.
Well,
one of the grandkids.
My kids will leave Toy City.
No, grandkids might.
Yeah, but be careful.
Yeah.
Also continue, so we can get to this before you kick me off the air, Bob. Having an unrealistic budget. I ask people to work on a budget before they come see me, and I'll look at it, and I'll go, hey, you only got $300 for grocery. Bob, you been to the grocery store lately? Okay, let's double that. I see you have entertainment, $100 a month. Oh, you and your wife are going to McDonald's twice. I see, that's all you're going to do.
Exactly.
And I see, you got car insurance, house insurance. Yeah, those never go up in price. You got your real estate taxes. Yeah, that never goes up. Unrealistic budget.
Exactly right.
Inflate that thing.
How, when you put a budget together, you got to start with where you are today.
And put half again on it.
Exactly right.
Okay. Not having a plan. Winging it. Winging it in retirement. Boy, what a failure that's
waiting to happen.
The time bomb's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Also, waiting too long to adjust a plan. If your plan's not working, don't use your German heritage and be stubborn about it.
Don't dig your heels in.
Well, this is how it works for my brother who lives down in Ortonville. That's how it's working for him. But I live in St. Cloud. Why isn't it working for me?
Or perhaps in another state where Walz is not the governor. And yes, that's Bob Hughes saying that.
Yeah, down in Iowa where they pay no income tax.
Or North Dakota, whatever.
A North Dakota, Bob. Really? You want to live in North Dakota?
I didn't say that.
Both of you? Also, not planning for the unexpected. Emergencies.
Yeah.
We just talked about my appliances going to heck ever since I met Bob Hughes. And the bottom line is, and in big letters, Bob, what did I write?
You wrote, predictable, stable income.
You need to know what's coming in every month, regardless of what you hear on the news, what you see on TikTok. You need to have to know, here's what's coming in January.
Yep.
Here's what's coming in February. Here's what's coming in March. I'm going to have a little bump in May because I want a bump in May because my real estate taxes are due.
Right.
Okay. I want a bump in June because we're taking the family to Glacier National Park
sure.
or whatever.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So you want predictable, stable income that you know. My plan, again, Niles is not an expert. I'm pretty good at this, I think.
Yeah.
I'm way a ways away from 70.
Yeah.
I know what my income is going to be at 70, 71, 72, 73,
sure.
all the way up.
Yeah.
Because I have a plan.
Yep.
Could something derail that plan? Nope. The plan is there.
Right.
And it's been adjusted for rampant inflation.
Yeah.
Okay. I think inflation has not gone away, and I think it could potentially rear its ugly head more so, in my opinion.
Well, listen, if there's one guy who whose opinion is going to matter to me, it's yours. So
thank you. And again, hopefully I'm wrong. But you could be here next week after your little eye surgery thing.
Okay, so I've got cataract surgery coming up on Tuesday. No, I'm going to take Wednesday off. Steve Gottwald will be sitting in for Bob Hughes.
I could train Bob, Steve again.
You could do that if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
All right, very good, very good. Niles, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Good luck in your surgery.
Thanks, no problem. It's a walk in the park. Dr. Gossman will take great care of me. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Niles Gens with Gens Financial Surgery. Excuse me. Thanks for throwing me off the rails. Gens Financial Services. There we go. Their phone number is 320-258-3688. Online, go to GensFinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.